Knight. Lovely bit of skill there. But it's just found its way to the Swansea defender. And Knight's going to pick it up again on the edge of the area. He's taken down, and that's a definite free kick. And I think we're going to see our first card of the evening.
Again, we've got Tommy Doyle on the ball.
Standing over it, looks like he's going to take a shot. It's just about, you would say, probably 22 yards out from the goal. On his right foot, just to the right of the D. The ball moved back. Hitting into the end where the big We Are City banner is. Doyle lines it up. Whoa. Oh, what a lovely goal! What a free kick from Tommy Doyle. Sends it round the corner of the wall and sends one in. And he had a practice earlier on in the game. And Tommy Doyle steps up. And that one never looked like missing. The keeper was completely unsighted by the wall. And it's Tommy Doyle who gives Manchester City the lead. 1-0.
And it also had a lot more accuracy as well with the power. He aimed for that top corner again. Keeper is not the biggest of keepers, to be honest. And, you know, if you're going to do a shot like that or have a shot like that, the accuracy is very important, you know, to try and hit them top 90s all the time. And on that occasion, great accuracy and what a, you know, fair bit of power behind the ball. Great bit of swaz on it, you know, to get it turning from right to left into the goal. Really good goal.
Esbrand works his way into the middle and now a chance to go into the byline. He puts the ball across into the centre. There's no one there. He plays it back and a lovely sliding challenge there from Kenko. But City is still on the attack on the edge of the penalty area. Braff winds up one on his left. Fosso, yeah, what a goal! Whoa. And it's Jaden Braff who picks it out on the edge of the area. And we saw it coming up. Takes it on his left foot, curls it in off the bottom. Just about stays inside the right side of the post. And Lewis Webb had no chance there. And a lovely, lovely left-footed struck goal there from Jaden Braff. And that's the kind of ball he was looking for.
Yeah, it was just... and to be honest, it was on his weaker side as well. So all credit to the lad. What he's done is you know, he's took the a deflection of an initial pass, cut inside the defender, eyed up that back post area, and then just smacked a left foot shot that just curled nice and sweet into the far post corner, with the goalkeeper absolutely beaten, hands down.
City attacking down that left hand side now, trying to come into the game a bit more. Nice little cut back into the middle. McAtee,
yeah,
on the left foot, takes it to 3-0. And here he is once again, James McAtee picks up the ball. And you said at half-time it's going to be 3-0. James McAtee makes it Manchester City 3, Swansea City 0.
And it was a comfortable finish for the lad. All the work was done down the left-hand flank. The ball got delivered into the front post area. It did take a deflection off the lad who was playing at right-back, Bevan, and it felt really, really sweet for McAtee. Just a stroke of left foot shot into an empty goal virtually. Goalkeeper well and truly beaten and out of position.
And City have the ball on halfway once again. Lovely ball out wide here to Egan Riley. And Riley just takes a bit of a clout there. Well, that's going to be full time here at the City Academy. And Manchester City have won 3-0 over Swansea City. 3 goals, one at the first half. Tommy Doyle with a spectacular free kick to put the hosts ahead. Second half, Jaden Braff with a lovely goal on his left foot, curls it into the far corner along the ground, and then it's all sealed with a James McAtee goal on 85 minutes just to seal the win and to seal the next match in the FA Youth Cup. They'll be hosting Aston Villa in the fourth round in around the second or third week of January. Finished Manchester City 3, Swansea City 0.